USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay there, gang. Time once again to repeat those oft-spoken words which go, another bevy of your favorite stars in answer to your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And in answer to half a half-track of V-mail, postcards, and thumbprints on friends' letters, we bring you one of your favorite singers, Miss Helen Forrest.
Be driving us around in circles.
On Sunset Boulevard, who notices? Oh, yeah, I remember. You gotta step on this thing here.
Gee, Helen, isn't it nice being back here? You're so strong and healthy, and I'm so easy to overpower.
Oh, Jack.
No, what I mean is that it's so cozy here in the cab. Would you mind if I just put my arm around you and held you close to me?
This guy warms up before my motor does. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, driver, turn on the radio, please.
Okay.
Helen, you know, I never knew you were so lovely before. When I look at you, there's a longing within me that leaves me with an empty feeling. It's an unsatisfied yearning. I don't know what to do about it.
Vertical, I hit the spot.
Oh, shut up. Well, here we are in Beverly Hills. Pull right over the curb, driver. Now, you wait right here. Helen and I have a few calls to make.
Where am I going to get my money?
Yeah, well, don't rush things. You'll get it when Helen is good and ready to give it to you. Come on, Helen. We'll walk down this street, and I'll introduce you to some stars.
Do you think we'll meet any of them?
Oh, sure. About this time, they get ready to go out for the evening. There's a star I know. Hiya, Bill. You're looking the same as usual. I see you're out for the evening. Yeah, well, I'll call you sometime. So long.
Why didn't he answer you?
That's W.C. Fields. He's completely out for the evening. There's Lana Turner south over there.
Gee, she's a beautiful girl.
You know, I spent some of the happiest years of my life just looking over it. A little band of hardy and courageous pioneers started off one day. They went through hardships, pain, tribulations.
You should know just what you mean to me. You should know how much I care. Seems as though you're always mean to me, even though I try so to play fair. My heartstrings are entwined around your every dream. Your heartstrings are inclined to doubt my every scheme. My heart gets to beat every time, dear, when we meet. And I can tell you of my love, my own, if you show by just a touch or glance. So I'll know I have a chance, and we'll go down lover's lane we two. Then you'll know, my darling, I love you. I could reveal the way I feel alone, and then you'd help me seal a bargain for a home. Then maybe in a year, as someone cute and dear could help me tell you of my love, if you'd show by just a touch or glance. Then I'd know I have a chance. Off we'll go down lover's lane we two. Then you know, my darling, I love you.
And that, my friends, was how Milwaukee was discovered. Thanks a lot, Roy. It was mighty nice visiting with you.
Well, where do we go now, Jack?
Any place you say, Helen. I know everybody.
Well, then let's go into this next house. That's where Basil Rathbone lives.
Yeah, Rathbone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we better not stop there. Basil and I had a little tiff.
Well, what happened?
Oh, he's so unreasonable. I invited him to tea one afternoon. He got angry because I suggested we split the bag. Let's forget about Basil. Helen, it's you and I that are important. Think of it, we've been together just a little while this evening, and yet it seems I've known you for such a long, long time.
You have $4 worth.
Oh, stop. Stop with that taxi cab.
Sure, but I want my money.
You get it.
Yeah, but when am I going to get my money? Do I need it? I'm sending my mother-in-law to welding school.
Come on, Helen. Even Rathbone is better than this. I'll knock on the door. How do you do?
Hello, Mr. Rathbone.
Well, greetings, Miss Forrest. It's awfully nice of you to come by.
Well, thank you.
I'm here too, Mr. Rathbone.
No, I see. But that's a problem I think we'll be able to circumvent.
Then I accept your apology. Come along into the house. See, you have a nice place here, Mr. Rathbone, but golly, I didn't know it was going to be a wild party. That woman over there has hardly any clothes on.
That is a statue of the Venus de Milo.
Oh, I noticed she didn't move. I thought she was stiff on champagne. It's awfully good, though, to be pals with you again, Basil. Or Basil, or... Say, how shall I address you?
Seldom as possible.
Yeah.
By the way, I have guests tonight. Won't you step into the living room?
Oh, sure. Hey, who's that lovely blonde creature over there?
That's Miss Alexis Smith, the most attractive.
Oh! You know, Basil, I ought to meet her. I get along so well with tall girls. You know, I used to go with a tall girl. We were together all the time. We were practically inseparable.
That I believe. Very well, I'll introduce you to Miss Smith. Alexis, this is Jack Carson.
How do you do, Jack? I'm so glad you joined our little group.
You are?
Till now, I was sitting in the corner all by my lonesome.
Oh.
Would you like to sit next to me?
Hubba, 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 hubba.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.